Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of MK Countdown.
Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Because I almost cut you off, and I'm like, let me be a better person.
Let me be a better person?
Yeah, I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, you're so sweet sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay.
Anyway, welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of MK Countdown. We will have a new intro next week. We've just been going through life.
I can't hear me. Talk again. I can't hear you.
Of course you can.
Atira says hi while we figure her out. First of all, I want to say I like not having an intro. I kind of like talking. I feel like it introduces a vibe, but that's just me.
The intro is just very awkward.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Anyway, thank you everyone for tuning into a brand new episode of MK Countdown. We are so happy that you're tuning in with us. We have a lot in store for you tonight. So let's just kick it off with the number 5 song on the countdown. What is it, Alana?
It's actually a tier idea. We're gonna we're gonna listen to Tuesday because the radio show is going up on a Tuesday.
You're weird.
Corny.
That was so
tomato,
corny.
Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Boo, boo.
Oh, tomato.
Throwing tomatoes.
All right. Shows us back to back to back now. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no mother time. The party on the weekend. Tell Jello, bring the juice. We about to get lit. I fill the room up with some things. One night off and this is it. Always working OT, overtime and not all time. It's crazy back home, it kills me that I'm not around. I think we getting too deep, I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs I got in an Advil bottle, I don't take it, but you do. So I got them for you. I don't need the pills. I'm just gonna have another drink. And when I'm putting work in on a weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up. On a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up. On a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up. Tuesday, got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday, club going up, on a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday, working Monday night, on the corner flipping, made at least 3,000, on the boulevard, I've been working graveyard, shifts every other weekend. Ain't got no time to party on the weekend. I've been flipping in the house, making jugs on the highway. I've been riding out of state, making money like my way. I don't think that I should dance. I'm just gonna have another drink. You know my molly pink. I got the loudest of the loud. You know my gas stink. My P.O. think I'm in the house. Don't give a damn about what she think. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a
Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Got the club going up.
Alana, what a great music choice.
Was that sarcasm?
No.
Okay, well, thank you.
The line you introed with it was kind of corny, but other than that, it wasn't.
I mean, what do you expect? I'm a little corny. Won't lie.
Anyway, let's move on to the dirt report for this week. First, we have. Sorry, we like highlight. Alana like highlighted stuff, and I got.
Okay, sorry. We're professional. We have like a script. I'm saying the highlight was to delete that.
Oh.
Start with one.
Okay, anyway, we're real professional around here, guys.
Obviously not, right? That's our fault.
Anyway, first we have Tyga reportedly won't face a felony charge for domestic violence arrest involving Instagram model Cameron Swan. What is with these Instagram models? Is this like the new thing now?
What do you mean is it a new thing?
It's been a thing.
Literally.
Anyway, against Cameron Swanson. According to TMZ, the Los Angeles County District Attorney passed the case to the LA Attorney's Office. This means Tyga won't be charged with a felony because only the District Attorney's Office can process felonies. As previously reported, Tyga surrendered himself to police in October of 2021. He was booked for felony domestic violence, arrested. However, he was later released from custody on a $50,000 bond.
Can I ask a dumb question?
What's the question?
Does domestic violence usually go for a felony? And like is
Chris Brown got one.
A real felony?
He got a felony for that.
So he's a felon.
Technically.
Yes.
Huh. So why didn't he get that?
First of all, if we're trying to be real here, I don't know. We didn't see no pictures of this girl and how she was beat down or whatever. But we all saw them pictures of Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Rihanna was effed up.
It was like she was love for
dead. Like they fucked her up. They messed her up bad. So I'm sorry.
At our Jesuit institution, calm down.
Bro, I dumped it. Shut up.
It's okay.
Bro, chill.
No, okay. I apologize.
Anyway, but, I'm sorry, you guys.
No, what was I saying? So maybe it's only a felony to degrees, like a one-hit thing. I didn't read about this. So I don't really know about Cameron.
I didn't read about it either.
Anyway, good for Cameron.
But next,
not good for Cameron.
That's bad for Cameron.
Good for Tyga?
I honestly forgot about Tyga. Like,
Tyga's a whole pedo.
That's what I was just finna say. I think everybody forgets he's literally a pedophile.
I ain't forget.
Yeah. Like he was some 20-something years old with that dub bum Kylie Jenner at 16. Kris Jenner, you're a goofy for that. I'm surprised she didn't get pregnant, though.
What was I going to say?
Next, we have the 2022 Oscar. Okay, here's my question, y'all.
I ain't going to cut me off. What if it was important?
Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
Think faster.
It wasn't even important.
Think faster. Go.
Are we boycotting the Oscars this year, ladies?
I don't watch the Oscars. Yeah, I haven't watched them.
Well, this year's Oscar nominations are here, and Beyonce has received her first ever one, along with Will Smith and Denzel Washington, named in the same category for King Richard and Best Picture slot.
Wait, what is Beyonce nominated for?
Best Song for Be Alive from the King Richard movie.
How does that go?
It feels so good to be alive.
We'll make that number four because I don't know that song.
It's actually really good. It's just really long.
Okay. Wait. That's her first Oscar and not Dreamgirls?
No, that's what I was saying. She never got an Oscar for
Dreamgirls. Have you ever seen Dreamgirls? We are Dreamgirls.
I'm going to be honest with you.
What? No.
I haven't seen it, but I know. Listen.
Gee. Okay.
That can
that's
be
a classic. That's can like be movie my night. Mom's favorite movie.
That can be movie night.
You keep saying movie night. We're not going to have a movie. Y'all, don't say y'all. It's me.
Because you're the problem here.
I'm the problem.
You are.
I am the problem.
Me and her are like whenever. You're just the one that's like, I got to go feed rats.
Don't talk about me and my research. Don't be mad because
I'm not
doing
doubting
my thing.
You, black girl magic. Literally. But I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, guys. That's our
don't
free
sit here.
We don't have time for
don't
us.
Get on the radio and act like we're not a friend group that doesn't try to make plans.
If y'all can see my face, I'm sorry.
You
I'm
and Johnice are like the problems right now. But Johnice has an excuse. You don't.
I do have an excuse. I'm trying to be a doctor.
What do you think we're doing? We're in school too.
Yeah, but it's different.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
You
okay,
think
let's not
you think your major is an
radio.
Excuse?
It's not an excuse.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll talk. It's a very hard path.
I do agree you have a heavy workload, but it's like me and her do too. We work.
Is that number? Should we go to the next song or should we just keep talking? Because I'm not going to do this on the radio.
Anyway, next we have Saints player Alvin Kamara arrested in Las Vegas Sunday for battery resulting in somebody's bodily harm. Apparently, he stumped somebody out several times, according to ESPN, while he was on the ground in a casino on Saturday morning. According to the police report from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Alvin and his crew left the man with severe injuries. His right eye socket is damaged and fractured, among other injuries, and it was all caught on surveillance video.
What happened?
They haven't said what happened. Mm. It's just a fight. But I do agree, there's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
Football players, man.
But no, this is like the second person on the Saints team that's had like a problem. Because remember that drunk driver? We had that drunk driver like incident a while ago with a Saints player too.
I just feel like a lot of football players have anger issues.
Well, that's why they're playing the sport.
Literally, so.
And brain damage.
Yeah, so they can't even react the way they're supposed to act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot going on. It's a lot to unpack.
Well, next we have Kylie Jenner finally gave birth to a new baby boy. And I'm going to say it right now, I call BS on the due date. Because number one, we had all this stuff that occurred with Kanye West, right? And we've had the Kardashians promoting their... It's so convenient that she gave birth on 222 and then the Kanye stuff. And then they just dropped that trailer yesterday morning for their new reality show premiering in April. Like,
you think it's a publicity?
Yeah, this is publicity. At the end of the day, like, you're telling me that all this is boom, 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 and then you're gonna drop the trailer for your new show?
It's a Kardashian. What do y'all expect?
I don't know.
No, that baby date is wrong. That baby been born. They just told her. Kris Jenner just told Kylie, you can't do it.
You know how you know she was born? Why she posted a bikini picture next week? She in Aruba or something? No stomach. That baby was born a month ago.
That baby been born.
Yeah,
but that's none of our business. I'm not a Kardashian.
Talking about some 222. You a lie. That baby was born last month. Kris Jenner just locked you in the room and told you can't post it yet.
She's not like
the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Like she's kidnapped. True. Kylie kidnapped.
Yeah.
Free Kylie 2020.
She's a really good businesswoman, but I feel like you're not fooling us. That Kanye BS. Kanye's giving y'all the public. Like that show's going to probably break a lot of the ratings. Their new show. But.
Wait, what show?
It's literally called The Kardashians on Hulu.
Okay. Oh,
like it's a new reality show.
I think I'm gonna have to tune in. I ain't gonna front.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm only gonna watch for this Tristan answers.
What answers do you need? He's a
I
want to
see him look goofy.
Tool. He's a gardening.
But
tool.
Here's the thing: they are very smart business. Like they're so smart to me because all these past 2 months, Kardashians have been in the news hella, and they haven't confirmed or denied anything. They're waiting for that show to drop so they can get paid.
I'll watch it. When does it come out?
April 14th.
Your birthday's the
4th. What? That's my birthday's the 5th. But what does that do? Anything?
I don't know. Just a week later.
But we're celebrating it on the 9th.
We're celebrating all that week. Is what I was told.
Oh, I can actually. I don't even got to lie. I'm 20. I'll be 21. I'll be drinking.
I won't be 21, so I'll be watching you.
We're very excited for I'm turning 21. 04, 05.
Can't wait to watch. You be happy.
We got to make sure we document a lot of this. Anyway, next we have Queen Elizabeth gives blessing to Camilla's title to include Queen once Charles becomes Queen. Basically, she said, once I hit the hay, you can be Queen. And it's kind of backwards to me because I feel like I thought one of the grandsons were going to be King when she kicks the bucket. I didn't know another person was in line.
Wait, who is it?
Who's Charles?
The baldy.
Camilla will be the queen when Charles becomes king.
Who's Camilla?
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Show me a picture.
It's a...
Oh, she old.
Yeah, because she finna be gone.
Nah, them royals stay in there.
Marked 70 years the other day of her reign as queen. And following the passing of her father, King George VI, she addressed the nation. She gave her blessing for Prince Charles' wife to hold the title of queen. This news has since caused Diana to trend. Basically, you know they didn't like Diana. We all know that, right?
Yeah, we know that.
And everyone thinks they killed her.
Mm-hmm. They did.
because she talked too much.
They were haters.
At the end of the day, I didn't know another queen was, Harry's brother.
Charles.
Yeah. Charles was going to be king. And What's-Her-Face was going to be queen. Something must have happened. They need a reality show. I've always said that, though. Next, we have...
Okay. The Island Boys. If y'all watch TikTok, you know it's like these white boys with dreads and be like, I'm an island boy. Just trying to make it. Well, anyway, their rental home got raided. And in this raiding, they found a murder suspect. And they arrested a murder suspect. So... The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office told TMZ that a SWAT team executed a search warrant Monday at the property rented by the TikTok stars, Alex and Frankie Vingas, which is the Island Boys. Neither was arrested, but cops nabbed an apparent associate of theirs, murder suspect Andrew James Thomas. According to the police report, Alex was home during a raid, and Alex ran towards the SWAT team holding the black handgun.
What? So, why would you do that?
Because people are stupid and fold under pressure. And I think it's funny because, like, they really be out there. The Island Boys. Yeah. I just thought they were like some
I'm an island boy.
See, you don't know the sound. You just did it all wrong.
What was that?
It reminds me of my Flapjack voice.
Oh, I love that show. I think it's so creepy. Flapjack?
I love Flapjack.
He's so creepy.
The Misadventures of Flapjack.
Anyway, song number 4. Oh, we said it was going to be that Beyonce song. Can you try to find it real quick?
Yeah, 1 second.
Keep talking.
Dang, you really think I just like... Actually, I won't even bring it up.
What?
About like, you think I just like do homework for fun?
I don't think you don't do homework for fun. I just think that sometimes you...
I
don't know how to explain it. I feel like sometimes she'd rather hang out with them than us because she's like, I have to go do study group or something like that. I'm just like, why don't you do it? But then you tell us, I can't study around you guys.
I can't. Because I will.
But me and Akira.
Don't say actually. Pause it. Pause the song now because we're going to clear this up real quick.
Me and Akira do homework by each other all the time.
Miles, I talk a lot. And I know that. But so when I see you guys, I see fun and not studying. And that's not your fault. That's my fault. So I like to study around people who are doing the same work as me so I can ask them questions and stuff. When I see you guys, I want to talk about Island Boy and I want to talk about reality TV. It's not like I'm just like, oh, that's why you just hit yourself because you said stupid stuff.
That hurt. Anyway, here's Beyonce. So.
Couldn't wipe this black off if I tried. That's why I lift my head with pride. I got a million miles on me. They want to see how far I'll go. The path was never made with we have.
And we got...
Were we on mute this whole time? Yeah, we are on mute. I unmuted myself.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
sorry, guys. We didn't want to interrupt your song, you know?
We have, a, like, good conversations in the middle of things. It's, like, our one time a week. Sometimes we're just, like, just us three. So, and I also want to clear up something. I have nothing against bio majors. Like, I want to make that clear. I do not downplay Alana's major at all. That shit is hard.
Stuff.
That
it is.
Stuff is hard and very stressful. Like, I would probably drop out by now, personally. But, like, I'm not downplaying anyone's major here. Anyway.
Thank you. And I'm not downplaying nobody's major either. That's not what that happened.
We're going to move on to sports with Atira.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Hi, everyone. So, moving on to sports. So, I didn't know that the Olympics started, the Winter Olympics. So, we're going to be talking about that. Right now, Sweden's in the lead. Nope. The Netherlands is in the lead with 7 medals. But Sweden has... But Sweden has four gold medals, so they're in the lead for gold medals. And the United States is, unfortunately, has 0 gold medals, which is very upsetting. But it's okay, because I have hope for us.
I feel like, though, they have gold medals in a way, because, like, people do better when you support and everything. And, like, not a lot of Americans know this is going on. Like, I didn't know this was going on.
I don't care, if I'm being honest.
You don't care about the Olympics?
No, I don't care about the Winter it's Olympics. The Winter Olympics. Except ice skating. Ice skating, like, they're it's gorgeous. So cool. They're so gorgeous. Cool. But, sorry, snowboarding? What am I about
I think
to do
snowboarding's,
with that?
Like, really cool, but, like...
You know, I never knew that they had a Winter Olympics until Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games. I don't know if you guys ever played that game, but, like, bro, that was my game. That was my game.
Please. But, yeah, I think the Olympics end, like, the 20th or something, so got a long way to go. So
wait, a Marquette person's in the Olympics.
Really?
In the Winter Olympics. I don't know. Somebody.
I think she's an ice skater.
No, it's not a girl. It's a boy. Maybe it's a girl, too, but I know it's a boy who's, like, graduated a few years ago, and this is his second time in the Olympics.
Oh, really?
What's his name?
I don't know.
IDK. But I'm like, go, Marquette, go. Let me look him up. But continue talking while I look him up.
Okay. Next, we got the Bucks game. The Bucks play tonight versus the Lakers at 9 p.m., so tune into that game. And then, since y'all wanted to get on me last week for not talking about your team.
Gee, I saw that in the thing.
We'll talk
okay,
about it.
Go.
Your team lost. The Chicago Bulls. Y'all lost. So, it was a close game, though. They lost.
You want to only bring up somebody's yes. downfall. And I think that's really yes. evil. And I think that's toxic. And I think we need a change. I think you need to change.
Oh, you think I need to change?
I think you need to change.
Alana.
Oh.
Well, that is toxic.
Too bad.
She never brought up the Bulls in her life. She's going to bring
them
up when
though.
They lose.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, last
You've
semester.
Never talked about the Bulls
yes,
on this game
yes,
in your life.
She'd be like,
yes.
oh, Bucks.
You get
Brewers,
on our
Bucks
butt
Brewers.
Because we're a Bulls. And then you keep talking about because we're from Chicago. And I keep trying to tell you, she's from Chicago. I'm not from Chicago. I'm 2 hours from it. I still support the Bulls, though. Like, you just keep getting on our butts. Like, we don't say nothing about, what's his name? Giannis.
We
what does that have to do with
it? We
anything?
Don't have to talk. Like, I support the Bucks because I'm from, like, you know, I'm not from Marquette. But
you're
wearing
green.
I am wearing green. I'm wearing this sweater my mom got me for Christmas. Hey, mommy. My sister said I look like a Christmas tree. What do y'all think?
I think it's cute.
See? No, Atira says she don't like it. It's okay.
I wouldn't have worn those shoes with it today.
No, I'm only wearing these shoes. I was standing up for 4 hours in lab today.
Oh,
on
then
concrete
yes, that
floor.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so my feet hurt.
If you was in, you're literally and you stood up for 4 hours and you're in jeans and a sweater. Personally, I would have went in a sweatshirt and a t-shirt.
Oh no, we're like with bodies. I had scrubs on.
Oh, so you had to change?
Yeah, I got scrubs.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine.
Anyway, don't do the Bulls. Don't talk about the Bulls unless they're winning. Or don't talk about them at all.
Okay.
You would never talk about the Bucks when they're losing.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I talk about them every week.
Anyway, what's next?
Okay. I'm about to quit the show.
No. I'll quit too. We'll walk out. Oh, okay. Lily complimented on me on my sweater today. I will never forget the love I get. Alice complimented me on my sweater. I appreciate the love. Always. Love y'all. What else am I saying? Oh, Emery Lemon. That's his name. He's from Marquette. He's an ice skater.
Good for him.
A figure skater.
Good for him. That's so cool. I think ice skating is really cool. Anyway, Marquette sports. Speaking of Marquette students. Yeah. The men's team played versus the Huskies tonight. And they lost 72-80.
Of course.
Oh. Okay. And then the women's team is playing at Villanova on Friday. And then for tennis, we have the women. They're playing in Northern Illinois. Track team has an indoor meet on Friday. And then the lacrosse teams both have games on February 12th. So that's your Marquette sports. Tune in. Support the Golden Eagles.
They were predicted to lose to UConn, right?
And I think it wasn't the 50-50 game. I thought it was. At the end of the day, I honestly think they're doing really good no matter what. I know one thing's for sure. If we lose on National Marquette Day, I will literally cry.
We better not lose to Butler. We better not. Shaka. You better shaka the world.
Oh. By the way, if anyone doesn't know, National Marquette Day is February 26th.
Woo!
And it's my last one as an undergrad. Who knows if I be here for graduate school? It's in God's hands, but this would potentially be my last one. So
let's not get emotional.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to cry on National Marquette Day.
Please don't.
Please don't.
I am.
Can you do it at night, like when we're all back in our room? You're right. Like, damn.
Well, this is the thing. Are we doing.
I didn't mean to curse.
I want to know. Are we doing. I don't know if we're doing Black National Marquette Day.
What do you mean?
I'm Black. No. I want to party the day before.
Right. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do that because we'll talk in the break.
Okay, we'll talk. Also, one more thing. Can we start talking? We need to start talking about the women's basketball team here more.
I agree with you.
They're 17-5 right
now. I literally agree with you.
Wait, they're on a 6-game win streak. I don't know our ranking.
They only get talked down because obviously, like, they're not at Pfizer. And I think it doesn't matter where you play.
It doesn't. But not a lot of people watch women's.
Yeah, because I heard a quote from a friend who said women's basketball isn't real basketball.
First of all, I didn't say that. I was quoting somebody else who said that.
But then you said, I should have listened to my mom when we were up by 15. She says,
girl,
in the game.
It was a joke. I was not being for real.
I didn't laugh. That's sexist.
Girl,
what? What?
You are sexist. You just said that. So don't even play with me.
Anyway,
you
next
are?
Song.
I'm not. Yes, you
no,
are.
No.
What did you say?
I do believe in gender roles, and I don't care. I'll say
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm not getting into it. Yeah. I'm
yes,
not doing
I will.
It tonight.
We can get into it.
I don't want to.
As a woman, I'm not going to shovel. As a woman, I'm not going to. If a rat comes in the house, I'm not killing the mouse. I'm not killing the rat. And I'm not shoveling. I'm not mowing the grass.
Okay.
And I'll have a baby.
I'm not getting into this with you tonight. We've had this too many conversations too many times.
Do you disagree?
I'm just not getting into it with you, Alana. I'm not doing it.
Miles, don't talk to me. Okay.
No, because every time we get into this conversation, it just like, it'll be like, start from now and it won't end till 10 o'clock tomorrow.
What does that mean?
Wait, what?
I just feel like every time we get into that general conversation, it's just like it's an ongoing thing. Like we never come to like a conclusion.
Well, I think the bottom line is any gender can do anything.
Here we go.
Let's just leave it at that.
I agree. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say? Okay, then that's fine.
Right.
If you don't want to do it, that doesn't mean we, like other people believe in that. Like I'm just saying like.
Yeah, it's different opinions.
But it's you that says you don't want to do it.
Yeah,
you
so it's my opinion.
But okay.
Right.
We actually came to an agreement on that.
Yeah, it's my opinion. If you want to take trash out and you want to kill rats, you go crazy. I don't want to do that.
Then that.
That's different opinions. It's okay to have different opinions. We're humans.
That's not the point.
What's the point? What am I doing wrong, Miles?
I want to skip this. Okay. Anyway, next we have Marquidiot of the Week is...
No, it's next song. Can we just do another song?
Oh, okay. Rumors by Gucci Man.
Jerry Production. Get on y'all... Y'all play with me like I ain't worse. Tryna gossip other blocks like y'all ain't said my name first. He a junkie, he ain't shot his gun, yeah, he blame perks. Shot a video and had a shootout in the same shirt. What you know about popping out and trying to hit they face first? They like smirk, y'all be tripping, better put your case first. Choking who, I heard the rumors, better play slow. I don't want no who you catch, I want the one I pay for. We on this DNA, you see how long they stay for. Ain't no hotel room, we pop outside the height with Dracos. Hellcats, they get off any scene, the police chase those. Trolling, we shot your homie, we know he can take those. If I say your name, don't post it, I'll be on all kind of. Ain't got time to watch your page to see if that is. I know set you up, literally down a hit. In this industry, ain't what it seems, this be counterfeit. Ain't no lacking, she say I'm a
from the trenches with an accent. Why you asking me who shot your homie? Why you asking? You got my number, you post on the gram, you moving backwards. You lucky you don't be doing for the gram, you cowards. No rumors, rest in peace to Cooper. I jumped on the school bus and I hit Bronco Ruga. Always drunk a Ada Ack, I never drunk a cooler. They get your location, they might pop outside in Ubers. When it's goofy, jumped in the streets, it's a hooper. I know this don't matter, I took a shower with a cougar. Bring him out retirement, he gon' kill you for that moolah. Catch him in the morning, wake him up, that boy a rooster.
He took it to trial, I tried to tell him it was stupid. They gave him so much time and he's got weak and he was woozy. Watch this shit you say, the feds be listening to the music. And they gon' take your leaves and build a case and try to use it. DA dropped my murder, didn't have evidence to prove it. I think my house is honey, yeah, by who the ghost of Pookie. He ain't killed nobody, but keep rapping about the shooting. Still ain't got revenge yet, but keep making up excuses. Cause done drawn so much lean that his gut got big as Gucci. Told him quit while he ahead and don't go out like Whitney Houston. He got caught without it, now they robbing him for his rubies. He wouldn't give it up, so he got buried in his Cuban.
Better not bleed no rumors, rest in peace to Cooper. I jumped on a school bus and I hit Bronco Ruger. Always drunk a Ada Ack, I never drunk a cooler. They get your location, they might pop outside in Ubers. When it's goofy, jumped in the streets, it's a hooper. I know this shit don't matter, I took a shower with a cougar. Bring him out retirement, he gon' kill you for that moolah. Catch him in the morning, wake him up, that boy a rooster.
Cherry Production.
I just want to clear up the air that I think, how I'm going to say this, because I guess my words get twisted around. That's what I believe. For me, my personal belief. Like, that's, okay. If I think that, for me, in my future relationship, in my future household, that I want a man to shovel, okay? But if a woman wants to shovel, I say, do you, and I love that. And I don't think nobody should be told what to do. I don't think a man should tell a woman what to do. And I think everybody has their own boundaries and what they're comfortable with, if that makes sense. Atira jokingly told me I was a sexist. And
can
I was,
you joke about that? That's just us.
That's us. That's how we joke. And I'm sorry that it got taken out of proportion.
We don't think Alana's a sexist. We just like we don't think that.
I want to be a whole doctor, guys. I don't believe in gender roles. I mean, a woman could do anything a man could do. Obviously. Literally. We're all killing this stuff. Women, men, non-binary. We're all killing it.
In the rap game, right? For God's sakes, in the world right now of musicians and artists right now, it's really woman dominated at this point. Nicki runs it. Whether you want to admit it or not. Nicki running it. Nicki been running this for how many summers?
Running is a strong word.
She's the queen of rap.
Yeah, but there's a lot of kings right now. There's a lot of people who aren't. She's not running the rap game right now.
I think the person that's like the most popular person right now that I hate to freaking say it's so bad. It goes Nicki, Doja, Meg.
They're the most popular in the rap game, period?
No, right now.
Right now?
Yeah, I think right now.
Out of all the rappers, men and women?
Out of women.
Okay.
Well, men, it all together combined, I think Nicki at the top of both.
Eh. We could agree to disagree again. I think it's a lot of people who are... Nicki has been on a hiatus. I know she just came out with a new song. But I think somebody, if we're going to have to put, like, who's running the rap game right now, I would say Lil Baby. I'm not even a Lil Baby fan, for real. But I could... Drake. Drake is kind of killing it.
Well, give me a break.
He is killing it. And Dirk. Actually, Dirk is running the rap
I
game
I believe
right
Dirk
now.
Is
Dirk
like
is
number,
running the rap
number
game.
Two. No matter, we can do this all night, but Nicki is the queen of rap to me, no matter what.
Okay.
Been the queen for 8 summers. So, yes.
I'm with you. I fucks with it. Freak. Beep it. We've been
there.
Cursing so much. Right. He's staring at me and shot.
Like,
you're in charge. I'm sorry. The Markini of the week.
Oh, Lord.
So, guys, I curse when I'm passionate, so I apologize.
Oh,
he just snorted. I can't even talk because I'd be snorting.
This is the funniest show we have ever done.
It's just a lot of misunderstandings. Like, people listening ears aren't on. You know how in elementary school they tell you put your listening ears on?
Yeah. That was so funny.
Get to the Markidiot.
The Markidiot of the week is, can we get a drum roll, please?
Hey, yo, Joe Biden. Take me out to dinner, baby.
Joe Biden is the Markidiot of the week.
Joe Byron right now.
ASAP, baby. Take me out to dinner.
Usually you be on First point. Of all, you're so off.
Why would you say it like that?
His voice is so ashy sounding.
Like, what was that?
Isn't that how he sounds?
No. Have you ever seen the video?
No, actually.
Oh, my. Yeah, we're going to show it to you on the next break.
Right, anyway, Joe Biden has said that, well, it's not even, it's Biden Congress or whatever it's called, has decided they are going to be giving crack pipes to crackheads.
Wait, hold on. No, just let me sit with that. Sit with that for a second. Just Kamala. Take that in.
Kamala.
You listening?
Come on. So war.
You're hurting my ears now.
Kamala, where you at?
Okay, wait, let me explain what they're trying to do and, like, let me tell you why I think it's wrong. So basically, we all know that drug addiction is treated very wrongly in this country. It's treated like it's a crime instead of an actual disease, which it is. Addiction is a real disease. So to combat the criminal status that's given to drug addicts, they're trying to make it more safer. Because a lot of people do, like, addiction is a disease. Some people, like, really just can't stop. Yes. So they're trying to promote safe drug use by giving, like, clean crack pipes. And, like, I even seen them say they want to have, like, what's it called when you shoot something, like, shooting up stations? Are that you? Wasn't the proper word. But, like, shooting up stations, like, make it clean and make it short so people don't die from, like, fentanyl poisoning or, like, get AIDS, because a lot of people do get AIDS from shooting up. Safe injection sites. Sorry. So, like, that's why is that. And I do respect that for the sense that they're trying to, like, fix this. But also, I think that's a very improper way. And it looks like they're promoting drug use. And instead, they should just decriminalize drugs. Like, I know they did that in some state. Colorado, like, they decriminalize drugs. So, like, if you're caught with heroin, you're not going to jail. You're going to go to rehab instead. Yeah. And they should just do that all over America.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know about y'all, but when I think of crack, I low-key think of, what's it called, Janine from House of Pain.
I just say I don't want to joke about this.
That's not even a joke.
I love House of Pain. Lord. Have you seen joke. House of Pain?
No.
What? Do you remember when she was when they went in there to find her, and she was up in the t-shirt, and them slides, and she was itching?
What? Yeah.
Anyway, I understand the mission put towards Joe Biden and everything, but I'm just like, Kamala, baby, where are you at? You getting your hair done? Like, what's going on? Where are you at?
I get what they're trying to do, but I don't think this is the way to go about it. I think it's kind of enabling in a way.
It is enabling instead of fixing the real problem.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing a president has done.
But I'm saying, like, you know, Kamala had all this stuff about how she was locking up people for drug use, right?
What?
You good?
I think he's choking. I don't even think that was a laugh. Okay. He just don't know how to drink water.
Yeah, she was locking up all these people for drug use, and now she's giving out crack pipes. So I just—it's
not really her; it's him. She's vice president.
They're
remember?
Same. They're same people. Not same
okay.
People.
I want to ask you guys something. Go back in time. Well, not even really go back in time. Well, we didn't really have another option. But do you feel like Kamala is representing us? Good.
Miles, I've been saying this since we first, like, no. She was introduced. I don't like her. I don't like her as a person. I don't like her.
But we didn't have another choice.
She used her blackness to get that vote. Because you know she don't care about the
she
black
She threw that AKA stuff around, like,
she
crazy.
She did. Help. Hella.
Okay.
Do you need to be muted? Yeah.
Yeah, we all heard you. Anyway.
Well, I feel like she did throw, like, her black card around and stuff really hardcore. But at the end of the day, we did succeed with, like, our first black VP.
Just because she's black doesn't mean she's good at her job.
I never said that. I think she's doing a terrible job. Especially Joe Biden, because where's the student loan thing we was all talking about? Where's that at? I want that more than a STEMI.
They're slowly delete. They can't just say, like, all student loans are gone. Like, that'll just ruin the
economy. I'm not saying that, but they haven't started it.
Yeah, they have. They're doing it in, like, billion-dollar chunks. And, like, it's like waves of people whose loans are getting.
Here's my next question about this too, because I saw this too. So, Trump is saying he's running again. He announced that. So,
of course he is.
Biden said if he's in good health, he's going to run again. What if we have the same situation again?
I can't. I physically cannot go through that again.
Mentally, it was hard.
It was.
I had COVID during that part.
What part?
During the election, I had COVID. Did I know you then?
No. No. Because I remember being on campus here, all my friends from home told me I was going to be hate crime.
Oh, I wasn't here that
semester. Yeah, I was going to be hate cry because like all the Trumpies were going to come get me and lock my dorm.
I remember that.
I can't wait for this next. Funny. Well, we're going to move on to number three, Rumors by Gucci Mane featuring, oh, we just did that one.
Yeah. So moving on to Khalid.
Khalid, Scenic Drive. And this next topic for Ask MK is going to be something that we have two topics coming up for Ask MK. We have a little touchy subjects and we're very excited to do it, but we're just like giving you a heads up that this is going to be like a subject specifically towards our primary listeners, which are Black students, Black college students. So just like a heads up.
Seem to go too fast when I'm with you. Just watching door go fast when I'm with you. And that's the usual. But I like what we got going on. It's best I let you know. I just hope that I don't crash when I'm with you. It's like I'm on my last when I'm with you. I see it down for me. Gotta keep the windows rolled up so it gets hard to breathe. It feels amazing, baby. Long as a corridor, work, the baby, my favorite chore. Sure, other dudes have before. I did, but I don't give but nobody or nobody. This yellow big face on the white, so like shot it. My nigga got her right in the bed, she got shot it.
Home day call, sign your name, sweating like crazy. Love me out loud, LOL, call you my baby.
Got the whole tooth, you so sweet. My friends ain't seen me for weeks. I always chase your heart at high speed. Nah, 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 you like it when I'm
chasing. It feels amazing. Just blazing under the lights, straight to the ceiling. Out of my chair, give me a feeling. Chasing the heart, it feels amazing. You know I'm on fire. When we're just blazing under the lights, straight to the ceiling.
And we are back with MK Countdown. We were having a really deep conversation about fake friends. Next, we have Ask MK.
Oh, dang, you can't just start. We can't talk.
I don't care. I told my friends about my graduation, and they were like saying that they would let me know if they could make it and accept. It's just weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Actually, we only got to talk about it. I don't even feel like dealing with it. I'm just saying.
Anyway, next we have our Ask MK. A piece of advice you would give your high school self.
Ooh. I was thinking about this because my sister's a freshman right now. And so I was just talking to her about high school. And I'm just like, my high school experience was different than other people's because I was so focused on school. So one piece of advice that I would give myself in high school was like to let myself make mistakes and like have more fun. What about y'all?
That's really good. Do you want to go first?
You can go.
Okay, so my high school experience was very different than so many people's. Most people know I graduated early from high school. Like I tested out of high school, so I went to college at 15 years old. So I didn't get a full high school experience in a way, but I did get middle school. So I got a full middle school experience in a freshman year.
Middle school sucked.
I loved middle school more than high school.
I loved high school. I had a blast in high school.
That's the thing. I don't want to sound depressing, but I hated high school with a burning passion. I didn't like anything about it. I didn't have many friends. I didn't have any friends towards the end. My really good friend passed away from sickle cell in the middle of the school year. So like once she was gone, it was just like there really wasn't a purpose for me to be in high school anymore because I didn't have any friends, and I was like literally going to school every day with reminders of her, or I would literally be taunted at school. I wasn't taunted in school, I would say, towards like the ending, but I just wasn't like the most likable person in high school. So I decided to test out of high school and whatnot. And I would tell myself going back in time that in like 5 years from now, you will literally not even remember half these people. You won't see them every day. Like, it's just not even a point. Because I would literally go home and be so sad with my mom because I wouldn't have no friends. Like, I didn't get to go to pep rallies. I didn't do tailgate. I did do tailgate my senior year. I take that back. I sucked it up and did it. But, like, at that time, friend groups were from. I didn't know what friend groups were until I came to college because I was never involved in friend groups. I had, like, my little clique, but they were younger than me. So I would tell myself, don't even, like, sweat it. It's fine. And maybe I would also tell myself, I wouldn't say participate in stuff. Like, I would tell myself, you can go to things alone. Because I didn't get pep rallies. I did track, but I wasn't liked on the track team either. So, like, I would run. Like, you know how, like, you go to, like, sports events and you're with your friends, like, your team before you run and stuff? Mm-hmm. I would go sit with my mom in the bleachers before I would run. Like, no one would want to sit with me, eat food with me. And I did go to a predominantly kind of whitish school. It was kind of mostly Hispanic, but white too at the same time. Mm-hmm. But literally, I will tell you right now, if you go back in time for my graduation, I have not one picture with no friend. My mom has no pictures of me with friends. It's literally with me against the wall with my family while everyone else like taking the pictures with their friends and posting. I went home and had a photo shoot with my dog because no one would take pictures with me. So I would just tell myself, it gets better. Maybe like try to have a little bit more fun in a way. Cause I will say I took the scapegoat out and kind of tested out of high school and went to college early. And I made so many good friends in college early. And I was just so young. But yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That was actually, I'm sorry. I didn't expect us to get that deep. So I'm sorry. You're really strong for everything. No, I'm fine. Like, no, listen. Like, you're really strong for dealing with all that in high school because I don't know how I would be able to do that.
It's like literally like going back in time. It wasn't like all of it wasn't miserable. But like to me, that's my high school experience. And I witnessed like other white, like I don't want to say white girls. But
you can
like,
say white girls.
I witnessed other students. It wasn't even specifically white girls. Like, I witnessed other people having fun in high school, taking the pictures in the hallways, doing all that type of stuff. Like, I didn't have that. Like, I would dress up for homecomings and stuff and go and everything. But, like, I didn't even go. This is going to sound so depressing. I had a date for my senior prom. And, like, my mom was so excited for me to go. She's probably listening. Love you. My mom was so excited for me to go to prom. Prom fell on my birthday. Mm-hmm. So my mom was like, I'll get you a limo, I'll get you a dinner reservation, I'll get you the nicest outfit, pay for the corsage for the girl, all that type of stuff. And I had a date, and maybe like a day before, she ditched me. She told me she wasn't going with me anymore, she was going with another person.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, and like,
that's so sick.
I think for me at that point, when that happened, I checked out.
Yeah.
I was,
was that junior or senior?
Senior. And I wasn't already, I was already on college campus. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't in school anymore. I was going to my community college because I tested out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can still participate in, like, high school things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, at that point, I literally checked out. I didn't want to go. But my parents were just like, they didn't want me to have regret. Because, like, I didn't go junior year either. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to homecoming that year either. So, my mom was just like, go and, like, literally go by yourself. We'll get you an outfit, all this type of stuff. But I just didn't want to go because at that time I wasn't in school anymore and I didn't have any friends. My one friend passed away. Other friend moved away. So it was just, like, I didn't want to go. I didn't even have a table to sit with people. And then my mom called up a lady and was like, we can put you with a random table. Like, he'll be fine. And I was just like, no. So, like...
You didn't go? I'm not even, like... I'm sorry. I totally see where you're coming from.
I celebrated my 18th birthday in a restaurant with my family, though, while everybody was, like, at homecoming. So, like, it was fine. I celebrated my birthday, but that'll always be, like, my little regret. I kind of wish I went to prom a little bit. But everything worked out for a reason.
Everything worked out, and you're killing college.
Yeah.
You're killing college. Crushing. And you're a senior. And, like, you killed it so far, you're going to kill it in life. So I'm just proud of you.
Thank you. And I'm not even mad about it anymore. Everything happened for a reason.
Terry, do you have a regret? Or not regret, like, advice?
I think I would just tell myself to not stress out so much. Because I really would just, really just stress myself out in high school. And I don't know. I kind of got out there in high school. Not, like, socially, but I did, like, a wide variety of things, like track. I was in sports and I did theater. So it's kind of like...
I forgot you're a theater kid.
Yeah. I was. And I actually really did love it. I thought I was going to hate it, but I really did. But yeah, I would tell myself not to stress out. And I would tell myself to stop letting people walk all over me.
Oh, that too. I didn't grow a backbone. I was so, like, toward junior year, I grew my backbone. But, like, when you go to school, a bunch of white people, it's like, look like you're the aggressive person. You're always going to the office. And I also got into improv my senior year, and I made the most amazing freaking people ever. Like, oh, I wish I would have did improv so much earlier.
Yo, we got a lot of responses, so I want our listeners to feel hurt. Okay. So one is to be involved in more extracurriculars. I would agree to any, like, young person listening to this. Extracurriculars, I loved it. Like, I loved basketball. I think you meet the best people, not in school, but after school, because y'all have similar interests. Somebody else said, come out the closet. Yeah. Be who you are. That's not like the TikTok, but...
No, like, speaking about that, like, I was never really in. I was just doing me. But, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You make a lot of unknown friends if you, like, tell people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how me and my one friend got really, really close.
Yeah, just love yourself and love yourself enough to know that other people are going to love you regardless. Somebody else said, you're not alone. As confident as the prettiest girl or the star athlete may look, everyone has issues. Everyone has issues. I agree. Someone said, apply to more schools and do more extra after school stuff. Yeah, the extracurriculars. I agree.
What? Oh, wait, which ones did you not read? Oh, stop being a people pleaser and learn that being alone is okay. Yeah, I like that one. Stop being a people pleaser. That's a good one because you got to say no sometimes to protect your own peace, your own mental. So it's okay. And being alone, yeah, I learned that probably starting like last semester that being alone is okay. Don't be so harsh on yourself about your future. You'll end up where you need to be. Yep, I love that one. I love that one a lot.
What? Oh, no, this is childish. I don't know if this word's allowed, but I don't think it's not allowed. To not be a thought. Don't be a thought. No, I mean, if you, I'm sorry. I'm glad. I don't know. What am I supposed to say that?
Experience.
Right, at least you got experience. It's two sides to every spectrum, right? Like,
you can't just go through life with only, never mind. Okay, continue.
Oop. Okay. Because I said my regret is not having a boyfriend. So I guess we're on two ends of the spectrum.
High school, you did not want that.
If all your friends say to break up with your boyfriend, Break up with them. I think this advice could be used in a lot of life.
Some people can really, really, really use this advice right now, I think. So
That's not high school. That's all life. If all your friends are saying this person's bad for you, this person's bad for you.
Yeah, and you're just blinded by love.
And sometimes people do have good tendencies. And trust me, I see that too. But like, come on now. Sometimes the bad does outweigh the good.
So if you're listening, listen to us.
Yeah.
Hear us.
Well, not last. We had a lot of responses. We just couldn't get through them all. The last one that I'm going to say is you don't have to have everything together. And you don't. That is my biggest regret. You feel like you have to have all this to get in college. You're going to get in college. Yeah. You're going to be exactly where you want to be, as somebody else says.
Yeah.
Chill out. Have fun. Make mistakes.
Yeah.
Guys, this was a good show. We have one more song, and then we can wrap it up, okay? All right, a last song. Thanks for everybody who answered. All right, we all appreciate you.
Play the song.
It's on ad. Sorry. Okay, enjoy. It's Nicki Minaj. He cut me off.
It's not a vibe, that's worth the five, yo. Beef, we about to resolve, yo. Pull up on the up, do we have a problem? Hold up, shorty, hold up, boo. Please don't touch me, look at my fit. Look at my ankle, look at my wrist. This one a pet, this one a brick. That one a op, that one a lick. This one for pop, this one for juice. I am the one, you a deuce. Let's give it up in my city. Really shed blood in my city. Get love in my city. With the sun, your whole set like it's around six clips. Whole team get flyer than round trips. She's the spine on my flicks. He admiring my drip. Check what I do to check a clear two. Pull up like a drive-thru, so check your rear view. I don't care how long it take to get an op back. All my niggas outside, steak be out back. I don't care how long it take to get an op back. All my niggas outside, steak be out back. Tell them I need my bitch, she a rider. I got a shooter and I got a driver. They want that heat, I'm the only provider. Little back for him, bitch, worth a five, yo. It's not a vibe, that's worth a five, yo. Beef, we about to resolve, yo. Pull up on the up, do we have a problem? Hey, yo, baby.
2022, I'm coming through in that new shit. How we ops, you see me and you don't do shit. I done really trapped in the car, I got the blueprint. Gallery department was shopping, I like the loose fit. What's the point of having this muscle if you don't use it? I play the game to win, I'm not losing. Ops know my address, I'm not moving. Brody know they take it to try, they gotta prove it. She get what she want when we screwing. I'm on point, I know what I'm doing. Way too smart to act like I'm stupid. I get my advice from Mike Rubin. I'm not by myself, my whole crew lit. Next year Chanel, I put her in that new print. It is what it is, I can't make no excuses. I hit the whole group, but that make me a groupie. Balenciaga, Codition, not Gucci. We went city to city and bulletproofs. You can't run with my gang, they'll bully you. Been had switches, I know what them foolish do. I'm a vibe, let me know what you wanna do. Ain't no fun by yourself, bring a friend or two.
We be menaging and boost up his ego.
She a little demon, I'm that Casamigo. Yeah, baby.
Tell him I need my bitch, she a rider. I got a shooter and I got a driver. They want that heat, I'm the only provider. Little back for him, bitch, worth a five, yo. It's not a vibe, that's worth a five, yo. Beef, we about to resolve, yo. Pull up on the up, do we have a problem?
There's no auto-tune on me, is there?
Don't mean no rap, but when I say bitch, ride the wave. Flooded my watch, but ain't giving the clown the time of day. Ain't talking Christmas, wouldn't holler in my holidays. That be shooting at they ops for days.
Trust me, they don't let me know. They don't wet me when they get you like in that 45 special flow. They don't wet you, yo. Yes, I'm always good for the bag. Niggas gon' hop out on that ski mask.
Heavy on the ski mask, too. And the ski mask ain't for the pandemic. It go with the semi, pay the pretty damn penny.
And we are back with MK Countdown.
We're going to wrap the show up. Thank you guys all for listening. We kind of ran over. We appreciate all our listeners. We love y'all. I don't really have a quote today. I didn't like the quote.
I have a quote.
Okay.
I didn't like the quote.
I have a quote.
You didn't like it?
If something is toxic, if something is treating you wrong, it's by me, by the way. Poetry by Miles.
You're just making this up right now.
I am. Do what satisfies you. Your mental health and everything is so important. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but making someone feel like you're the, that if someone makes you feel like you're the problem 24 hours of the freaking day, you're not the problem, they're the problem.
I agree. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See you all next week.
Listen. Next week.